Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, happy Saturday, everyone. What's happening? We are getting ready for game 3 of 5 of this road trip. The team in Columbus today, 4 o'clock go time, 3:30 pregame. Catch it right here on the Sharks Audio Network with Dan Rusinowski on the play-by-play and Drew Remenda on the color. As the Sharks look to snap another mini slide, they have not won since that game against Ottawa, which was 1 week ago tonight. Personally, I think they played really, really well against the Flyers and could have earned a point out of that game. They were really good for 2 periods of their 3 against the Pens. Third one got away from them, but I thought overall it was a good effort. So I'm hoping that they can put together something a little bit better against Columbus before they then take on Chicago tomorrow and then Nashville on Tuesday. Got a good couple interviews I wanted to get in here today for you. Finish up one with Devin Cooley from yesterday. And I also talked with Thomas Bortolo earlier this week, so he's always fun to talk to as well. And I think he's been playing pretty well since he's come up with the Sharks this most recent time. In my opinion, I think it's the best that he has looked, so it'll be good to hear from him as well. But first, let's finish up the conversation we were having with Devin Cooley, which if you did not get all of it, check out episode 292 of Morning Tide. And I was asking him about some of the realities of being a goalie. Yeah, no, and then here's my other goalie question, and I say this because I work for the San Jose Earthquakes as well. I do their radio broadcast, and I work with Joe Cannon, a goalkeeper. And so he always laughs when he's like, they always show the goalie last on the TV broadcast. He's like, there's so many breakdowns before it gets to the goalie. So does that annoy you when you're watching games? Or you're like, don't show the goalie. Like, come on. Like, it was somebody who whiffed on it at the blue line. They let a guy in. Or you're like, ah, whatever. This is always the TV shot. It always shows the goal goes in, the celebration, then they go back to the goalie grabbing the bottle of water off the top of the net and taking a swig. And it's like, no, yeah, but it wasn't him. There were so many breakdowns.
Well, that's like, I think that's honestly the best part of the job. That's why I like being a goalie, because like you can either be, you know, the hero or the guy who, you know, messes it up for everybody.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of hate when things go wrong, but like people also love you when things go right. And it's like that kind of pressure and that kind of like impact that you can have. That's what I really love about being a goalie.
Yeah, man, like goalie in hockey or soccer or pitcher in baseball, those are like the 3 loneliest positions in sports, but also like you can be, like you say, you can be the hero. You can be on that pedestal and take it to the next level.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, well, it is, dude. It's sick. Last one for you. What are your spots in the South Bay? Like, where did you go get your burritos? Like, is there something you're, now that you're back in town, that you're looking to go hit up now? In town again.
Yeah. Yeah, my diet's gotten a little bit better since when I was growing up, but my favorite spots are probably not the best health-wise, but I'm a huge pizza guy.
We're not here to judge.
So like Pizza My Heart and Round Table have been like my favorite spots the longest time. And then honestly, like Jack in the Box, like they don't really have that in the East Coast like very much. So like, yeah, so having that here, I haven't had it in a long time. So like that was one of the first things I got when I got back here. But yeah, those 3 spots are like my go-tos when I come home.
Did you get curly fries?
Oh yeah, have nice. To.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, thank you for spending some time with us here. Obviously I will see you when you're back at the tank, but, best of luck to you going forward, man. Glad to see you back in the Bay, and I'll bug you again soon. All right.
Great. Thanks. Sounds good.
Again, that was Sharks netminder Devin Cooley joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. And now let's take a turn to Thomas Bortolo.
Granlund behind the net. 25 seconds to go in the Sharks power play. To Eklund in the right wing corner. Back to Granlund behind the goal. He's got Zetterlin near side, but goes to the middle. Here comes the shot. Score! Thomas Bortolo, a one-time shot. The pass from behind the net by Granlund. And a good celebration for the young Thomas Bortolo as he picks up his 2nd goal of the game and 4th of the year. It puts the Sharks in front 2-1. And yes, it's a power play goal.
Mr. Bortolo, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man, and loving seeing you up at the Sharks right now. You're scoring goals. You're getting it done, obviously. But let me go back to one, though. Your first goal that you scored the other night against Ottawa, where everyone thought it was Fabian Zetterlund's goal. Did you have any idea that you touched that on the way in until the scorers kind of made the change and amended it? Or did you think you got it all along?
No. Yeah, I mean, when the puck was going in, I saw it go off my knee while I was kind of just falling backwards. So, but like, I didn't know if anything else touched it after, though, you know? So I was just like, okay, whatever. So then I was just, I mean, we were already kind of celebrating with him. So I was just like, whatever, like, if it's his goal, it's his goal. I'm not going to say anything. Like, I don't care. but then it just, I ended up seeing that they saw I touched it. So I was like, all good.
Yeah, no, man, I was laughing. That was good stuff. I always just wonder if Zetterlund comes up and says like, you're welcome or something after that.
Yeah, honestly.
So how do you feel about your game right now, man? Because, you know, obviously you've come in, you scored three goals. You've been really active on the power play. Like, I really liked a lot of what you were doing in last night's game specifically. You know, one of the things that I noticed about you when the Sharks first drafted you, and, you know, I went and checked out the highlight films, and it's like, shocker, you look good in your highlights, because that's the whole point. But like, your positioning, like the way where you receive the puck, how you're squared up to goal and such. Like, I felt like that maybe last night, in terms of the power play, you just looked extremely comfortable and you were aggressive when you had the ability to move the puck. Like, just what's clicking right now? Like, 'cause it just does look like you are significantly more comfortable at the NHL level right now than maybe you were at your previous stints.
I'm just hungry. You know, I just, that's all I've been thinking about all year playing in the NHL. So, you know, it was a hard year for me, and now that I'm here, I don't want to leave any crumbs. So I'm just I'm playing good hockey right now.
Yeah, that's been fun to watch, man. And you know, last night, you know, the team drew, I believe, 5 power plays, which seems like all year long, you know, that has not gone in the Sharks' favor. So it was nice to see that rectification come. And you know, there's a couple of goals that are scored off it that way, and then, yeah, that's a tough game just because Philadelphia, you know, they're in a fight for their playoff lives. They were able to eke out a win. You know, I'm sure you don't love the moral victory, but how was the group after the game? Did you say like, yeah, we played well, or did you feel like it got away?
No, I mean, we definitely thought it got away in a sense that, you know, we were in that game, you know, we were right there, and it's unfortunately, it went their way, but we really thought it could have gone our way too. You know, if a couple of things, you know, had went differently, if we did a couple of things differently. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely disappointing. Like, we want to win every game we can, and it would have been nice to, you know, start this road trip with a win.
How do you feel about going into tomorrow night's game against Pittsburgh? Because they obviously, back in November, dropped a 10 spot on you guys. Has that been mentioned as of yet, the desire to get revenge?
Not yet necessarily, but yeah, we're definitely excited to play them. I know personally, I'm really excited. It's going to be my first time playing against kind of my childhood idol, so I'm pretty excited about that. But the whole team, you know, is just hungry. I think we all kind of want to prove that we don't think. You know, I know the playoffs for us, it's tough, but you know, we don't want to take it easy for the rest of the season.
How's it been watching your guy Crona have some pretty good performances here with the Sharks? Because obviously you've been his teammate with the Cuda, and you know, now in 3 of his last 4 appearances, he's had a .927 save percentage or higher, and he's been playing what I feel is the best I've seen him, whether it's, you know, when I've been at the Cuda games or at the Sharks. He's looking like a legit NHL netminder.
Yeah, I know, he's dialed in. It's fun to see him play like that, you know. I know, I always thought he was a great goalie, but you know, now he's definitely playing his best hockey too, so it's fun to see him go.
When you are used to practicing against him and stuff and being his teammates, when you see him have those type of performances, are you is there like a selfish part of you that's just like happy for him as a friend beyond being like on the same team?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, you kind of, you know, you see what he's putting in day out. So when you see him succeed, it's fun to see someone that's dedicated to their craft, you know, having success. So I was just happy for him.
Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty cool. And then, you know, I don't know at what point we'll get to see Cooley here in the next couple of games, but I hope we get to see him too. And you know, just to see the opportunities the guys are getting. Like I have to feel, you know, that in your case, and then whether it's you know going to be for Corona or whoever else it is, like you know, you get to maximize these last you know 20 odd games, or now there's 18 left, but there were you know 21 when you rejoined the team. Have the coaches said anything to you? Has Greer said anything to you, or do they even need to say anything?
No, I mean they don't really need to say anything, you know, they know I'm a competitor. They like I know they know that, and you know they just expect me to be playing my best hockey, and you know I want to prove to them that you know I'm here to stay, and I want to help this team win.
Do you feel pretty good about how you've played in these first couple of games? Because like I remember, you know, during the year there was a couple little knocks that you took along the way, and I remember you got sick for a bit. You know, so that feels that, oh, you know, Boards was under the weather for a little bit here, and you know, it was tough on the CUDA because you know the guys like Carpenter and Bailey were coming up that were maybe expected to be more part of that team. But I mean, do you feel good right now?
Yeah, I definitely feel better. I think I've been so dialed in on my body this year. I had to, and I've just kind of been working towards feeling better every day. And I've been feeling better. I think right now it's the best my body's ever felt.
What do you think is the next step for you in your game? Not that there's anything wrong with the way you've been playing as of late, but I'm sure you're always looking to improve your game.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to keep being able to make more plays, create more, use my skating more. I want to, you know, I think right now I'm just gaining more and more confidence on the ice. I think every game for me is a little, you know, percentage of confidence that goes up. Every practice, every day that I spend, you know, with these guys, with NHL guys, I feel like my confidence is going up and up and up. And, you know, that's for me, I want to keep doing that while I keep, you know, developing all I can. Everything I've been developing and everything I want to keep develop, whether it's my speed, my skills, my strength, whatever, my shot. I think I'm just getting started.
What was your reaction to the Tomas Hertl trade? Because obviously you've been with this organization for a bit. You'd played with him before. You know how much he meant to the franchise. Were you su pretty surprised when that went down?
Yeah, we weren't expecting that. I remember I was in the cold tub at the rink, and like we were just kind of waiting around for the last hour of the transactions, and then we see Tommy's highlights going up on the screen, and you're just kind of like, what's going on? What the hell? And you know, Tommy was upstairs in the gym, so it was just crazy, kind of seeing all of that happening, and then you know, him saying goodbye. It was my first time ever experiencing that, so it was definitely I'll remember it for sure.
Yeah, I mean that's one of those things. It's part of the game, right? Like you guys get
Yeah.
traded. But was that you know what an eye-opening experience? Because I mean, I guess at this point, there's not. I mean, you've played in the NHL, you've been around for games, you've been on the trips. Like, you know, there's not a lot more of the experiences that you haven't had yet in the NHL beyond you know going to the playoffs and stuff. But you know, was that? I guess it was just for lack of a better term, was that an eye-opening experience to see that happen in real time?
For sure, for sure. But I also think, you know, just because the confidence that you build with consistency, you know, I really want to feel like I'm a consistent player, and I can be consistent at this level. That's kind of what I'm trying to prove to myself, and you know, that's why every good game that I play is a step towards the right direction.
No, I mean it's hard, man. The NHL like breaking through, and I know the way that Greer has talked openly about it. He wants, you know, you guys to, you know, to have to toil and work and, you know, prove it. And I've watched the way that you've played. I watched the way that William Eklund plays. You know, I've watched the way that guys in the system have been able to, you know, have to earn it. And like that's, you know, not everybody understands that mentality. And I'm sure there are, you know, different conversations to be had about it, but like you talked about it, like you know, like you said, you're looking for the crumbs. Like you're up here, you know, and you're playing well in these games. And I guess like in terms of building your confidence, like, are you taking the ice right now feeling like I can have my best game?
For sure. For sure. I think, you know, every game I'm kind of telling myself that, but obviously some games you have it a bit more or you don't, but in general, you know, I feel like I'm at a point where I want to keep developing. I want to keep everything that's happening. I want it to be more habits than me having to think about it and everything. And so then more parts of my game can explode a bit more, whether it's my plays with the puck or my creativity or whatever. But for now, I'm trying to become, you know, reliable and trustworthy player that, you know, can get the job done and help the team win, whether it's bring offense or, you know, create stuff, bring some speed or whatever.
What do you think of Filip Zadina and the way he's been hot lately? Like, he had another very high quality game last night, and, you know, he had high draft status and wasn't able to make it work with the Red Wings organization, but, you know, he's suddenly looking a lot like that player a lot of people thought he could be. Are you noticing in his game that he's playing with high levels of confidence?
For sure. He's really good. I think he's, I think he's just getting started too. I feel like he's kind of having a second breath here, and he's dialed in too. I mean, he puts in the work day in, day out, and he's a fun guy to be at the rink with. He's, you know, he pushes you too. So it's, I'm happy for him.
How is it watching Henry Thrund and William Eklund, you know, where they are now versus what, you know, you've known Eklund for a while now, and then Thrund, you know, earlier in this year, you got to play along with him. So what are you seeing out of those guys?
Good, really good hockey players. And, you know, it's obviously off the ice, it's fun to have guys to hang out with, you know, because, you know, those are some of the guys that I hang out with off the ice and kind of going through the same stuff a little bit. But, you know, it's just fun watching them play their best games and, you know, be witnessing that, trying to have your best game when they have their best game. It's just fun to be like, you know, we're in the NHL and we're trying to do this, and, you know, we're kind of in the same boat, and we're trying to have our best games all together, and, you know, everyone, and trying to help this team. So it's definitely fun to have them here.
Is there some smack talk about the different colleges from you and Henry and Krona, and I'm sure Ferraro gets in on it as well?
Yeah, a little bit. We kind of try to keep that in the past a little bit when if our teams are playing each other or whatever, maybe we'll talk about it. But I don't know if it'd be the nicest conversations if we tried to do that, especially with probably Denver and Krona and everyone.
Although I have to imagine that nobody really succeeds in keeping Mario quiet.
Exactly. No, that won't happen.
So it's a Wednesday afternoon when we're recording this. You obviously don't have much going on now. It's almost 5 o'clock on the East Coast, your time now. But I know you guys had a team event earlier, but what's a day off like for you on the road? What does that look like?
For just recovering, honestly. I'm in the Normatex right now. I'm talking to you. I'm just trying to get some sun too. It's a nice day out here today. So try to go on a walk, just hydrate, eat well, and just taking care of my body as much as I can.
Nice, man. I dig it. Well, keep rocking out there on the ice, Mr. Bordoleau. You've been playing very, very well. I appreciate your time as always, and I'll see you when you get back here in the Bay Area. All right.
I appreciate it, man.
Again, that is Thomas Bordoleau joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. And the Sharks are getting ready to take on Columbus today. The Blue Jackets sitting at the bottom of the Metro, 22 wins, 33 losses, 11 overtime losses, 55 points on the year, 4-5-1 in their last 10. The Sharks are sitting at the bottom of the Pacific, 16-42-7, 39 points in the year. The bottom of the NHL, as Chicago currently has two more points than does San Jose. All right, we are just about out of time. Remember, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock go time with Dan Ruzanowski and Drew Remenda right here on the Sharks Audio Network as Team Teal visits Columbus. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.